With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Despite fearing the very real possibility of an impending firing from a major project, each of the following 10 stars all managed to cling onto their movie roles with two resilient hands. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 times actors thought they were fired for sure. Number 10, Robert Pattinson, Twilight. He may be about to star in Matt Reeves' upcoming The Batman project as the titular Caped Crusader, but there was a time when Robert Pattinson's ability to imbue a real sense of darkness into his roles very nearly cost him his spot in the film that put him on the map, Twilight. Speaking to Howard Stern, Pattinson revealed years after his time as the largely serious Edward Cullen that, early into the shoot of the first vampire romance heavy fantasy film, he was at risk of being given the boot due to not giving the performance the producers wanted from him. In short, they wanted a bit more levity. He was even given a copy of the original book with all the times Cullen smiled highlighted within. Even with all that in mind, the actor still thought his job was safe. That was until his agent told him, "You have to do the opposite of what you're doing now or you're gonna get fired today." Sure enough, our Pat lightened up a little in response to this advice, despite the fact the series is still widely known for its brooding gang of vampires and werewolves. Number 9, Jamie Lee Curtis, Halloween. Long before she became synonymous with John Carpenter's iconic slasher and arguably became the greatest scream queen of all time, there was a moment when it seemed as though a young Jamie Lee Curtis's role in 1978's Halloween was on very thin ice. Curtis thought she was about to be given the horror heave-ho after only her first day as part of the production. This was due to the fact that her phone began to ring once she'd made it back to her apartment, with Carpenter himself the person calling. Curtis has since admitted that the minute she was informed that the director was on the line, she feared this was to be a termination conversation. After all, she'd heard many a story about actors being given their marching orders after a bad first day on the job. Instead of this, however, Carpenter simply said, "Hey darling, it's John. I just want to tell you I thought today went great. I'm so happy." Number 8, Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean. As far as anti-heroes go, very few hold a candle to the frequently quotable, despicable yet delightful rogue that is, or should that be was, Captain Jack Sparrow. Early into filming for The Curse of the Black Pearl, Disney weren't entirely convinced the star's approach to the frequently incoherent character was gonna land with their audience. Depp even admitted that he received a phone call from some rather important people at Disney who straight up asked him, "What the F are you doing?" Creating a now immortal personality was what the flamboyant thespian was up to. A character so insanely popular, he almost single-handedly stretched the series way past its early feature best. Before he was given the opportunity to overstay his welcome, however, Depp disclosed that he fully expected to be fired. Some people were clearly on board with the captain, and the rest, as they say, is history. Number 7, Brad Pitt, No Man's Land. The Brad Pitt occupying Hollywood in 1987 was a far cry from the future Oscar-winning superstar who currently plies his trade as one of the industry's true giants. Keen to earn that all-important SAG card that a star once needed to really get going in the business, but could only obtain through performing a line on screen, Pitt decided to take matters into his own hands whilst appearing as an extra in the Charlie Sheen starring No Man's Land. Despite his character having no lines in the script, Pitt cheekily improvised the dialogue, "Would you like anything else?" The director immediately shouted, "Cut!" Sensing he was about to be given the boot from one of the first features he was ever a part of, Pitt was understandably grateful when the first AD instead informed him that if he tried anything like that again, he was gone. Thankfully, Pitt would go on to pick up a few lines here or there down the road. Number 6, Al Pacino, The Godfather. Alongside Marlon Brando, the actor most synonymous with Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather is undoubtedly the masterful Al Pacino. Few actors have ever delivered the goods in quite the way the legendary thespian did when bringing Michael Corleone to the big screen. However, his stunning work wasn't always held in such high regard. Paramount actually felt Pacino was the completely wrong actor for the job upon witnessing some early footage for the film, and were fully set on getting rid of the star just a few weeks into production. But he had a powerful ally in Coppola, who fought tooth and nail to keep hold of his man. Pacino has since confirmed that it was his work in the iconic restaurant scene within the picture which managed to bring those unconvinced studio heads around to the idea of what he was trying to achieve with Michael. Number 5, Michelle Rodriguez, The Fast and the Furious. Years before it was one of the biggest blockbuster franchises in the history of film, The Fast and the Furious was a small, intimate story centered around a group of people who classed themselves as familiar. One of the pillars of this fast-driving heist crew was Leti Ortiz, the girlfriend of Dominic Toretto, played by Michelle Rodriguez. However, as the script wasn't fully thought out at the time of her signing on to appear in the first feature, the star was left reeling when she found out that the early plan was to have her character cheat on her man in the flick. Feeling that it wasn't at all realistic for a Latin girl to cheat on her alpha-est of alpha male's boyfriend, Rodriguez put her foot down. Yet, despite claiming that she would have quit the project, the star admitted to saying, "Don't sue me, please, I'm sorry, but I can't do this in front of millions of people," suggesting that Rodriguez knew she could be sent packing after butting heads with those in charge. Number 4, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible franchise. Back in 2006, Tom Cruise was well and truly in Paramount's bad books. After his erratic and unpredictable behavior, frequently championing Scientology and going on a Madden on Oprah, in the lead-up to the release of Mission Impossible 3 was blamed for that film's weaker performance at the box office. Viacom, the parent company of Paramount, chairman Sumner Redstone claimed the studio didn't think that someone who effectuates creative suicide and costs the company revenue should be on the lot. He also claimed his recent conduct has not been acceptable to Paramount. It looked as though Cruise's time as Ethan Hunt was over. Yet an upturn in popularity on the back of a stellar performance in 2008's Tropic Thunder, and Cruise's enthusiasm toward appearing in a fourth Mission Impossible feature, paved the way for a Ghost Protocol comeback in 2011. Number 3, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 2. After starring in one of the films responsible for the current period of cinematic superhero riches we're now experiencing on a yearly basis, you'd think that Tobey Maguire would have jumped at the chance to step back into Spider-Man's shoes for a sequel. The star sensed an opportunity to bring in a little more dollar after witnessing the undisputed success of the first Sam Raimi Spidey flick. So Maguire attempted to play hardball, stating that he'd suffered a rather nasty back injury whilst filming Seabiscuit. After the actor's publicist released a public statement claiming as much, Sony Pictures decided to call his bluff and met with Jake Gyllenhaal about taking over the role. As you'd expect, this move was the sort of wake-up call that forced Maguire to backtrack. He would eventually be welcomed back by Sony, but not before he apologized for his actions and was put through an intense physical examination. Number 2, Mark Ruffalo, The Marvel Cinematic Universe. If anyone knows just how willing those in charge of the Marvel Cinematic Universe are to change things up should a star not play by the rules the studio sets out for them, Mark Ruffalo knows. After all, the brilliant actor wouldn't have even donned the shredded shorts of the Hulk had Edward Norton not rubbed everyone up the wrong way in his first standalone flick. But even with that in mind, a careless Ruffalo still almost found himself out of a big green job. The calamitous moment came during an early screening of Thor Ragnarok. Ruffalo was enjoying filming an Instagram live story for the event. However, instead of bringing the stream to an end as the film began to roll, Ruffalo hit the wrong button. 15 minutes of millions listening to Ragnarok later, Ruffalo was aggressively told to switch off his phone, with the star fully believing in this moment that he was gonna get fired. Of course, Ruffalo was ultimately only given a slap on the wrist, but it's probably wise to keep him away from any spoiler-filled MCU material going forward. Number 1, Hugh Jackman, X-Men. It's pretty much common knowledge at this point that Hugh Jackman's performance as Logan slash Wolverine in 2000's X-Men was the result of a last-minute casting change. What you may not know, however, is just how close the star came to having his particular Weapon X experiment scrapped upon finally joining the production. After flexing his mutant muscles early on, Jackman later revealed he was told that things weren't really working out as they hoped, and he admitted, "I was about to get fired from my first Hollywood movie, the biggest of of my career. One bout of Olympic level whining to his wife later though, Jackman was reminded to trust his instincts. The star did just that and after appearing in a whopping 9 X-Men features, went on to become arguably the most important piece of Fox's mutant universe.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.